This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
I am writing today because I am looking for the best way to show gratitude and appreciation to a friend who has been so wonderful in helping me out recently. We both have two-year-old sons, and I also have a four-month-old son. I had knee surgery a couple of weeks ago, and my friend has been so wonderful in taking my older son a couple times a week for playdates and lunches. She won't take money for lunches or gas. I won't be able to take her son in the future to reciprocate because I don't have room in my car for another car seat. I don't want to do anything too extravagant because I don't want to make her uncomfortable, but I want her to know just how much I really do appreciate everything she's doing to help me. What do you suggest?
I love hearing about all of the support, and I can't imagine a four-month-old and a two-year-old and being really limited in your ability to get around, and I'm sure that support is absolutely critical. I am appreciating your appreciation and your desire to do something and to acknowledge this in a way that's significant and meaningful for your friend. I'm also really appreciating her saying, no, really, this is what we do for each other, and I don't want money to pay for it. And
right.
You're then in response thinking to yourself, how do I then respond in kind? And there's just some practical limitations that are going to make it difficult for you to mirror or reflect this particular favor exactly. There are options.
There are. And I think one of the first that comes to mind is obviously to write a thank you note, to use your words.
Ta-da!
That is like, exactly. That's always like easy. It's inexpensive. It conveys the real heart and intent behind your appreciation. And I think that's so important and so clear in a thank you note. But I think also look for things that you could do in the future. Maybe this isn't something that you kind of, a kindness that you repay immediately, but it's a kindness you might repay when your friend is in need, that you really make the effort to step up at that moment in her life, if you can, but look for that time in the future.
I was having a very similar thought. And in terms of practical advice, I was thinking to suggest to find a way to remind yourself or keep this thought fresh.
Good tip.
Time moves forward. And I think writing that handwritten note is a good first step. And at the same time, maybe tuck a little note in the corner of your mirror or place a little reminder somewhere, your sock drawer, somewhere that you see it. And keep this thought fresh and hold yourself accountable to the way you're feeling right now, because it's going to be harder to remember at some point in the future. That's just the way we all work. And if you make it a practice to remember that gratitude, I also think it's a nice way to keep that feeling alive inside yourself. And it's a feeling that I was really responding to as I was reading this question. And I would take advantage of the opportunity not to repay it right away, but to really attenuate and extend that feeling. I also have to share a personal story.
Please.
Pooja and I are very fortunate to have a relative and friend network that help us take care of Anisha.
Yeah.
And there are a couple aunts in particular that are really instrumental in allowing both Pooja and I to keep working. And we do a home massage gift.
Because it's that's so nice.
Almost the exact same situation. They don't want money. They love the time they get to spend with Anisha. And at the same time, we're so grateful and appreciative. Because without this support, we really couldn't both go back to work.
Right.
So it really matters to us. And the gift of a little home massage from a masseuse that we use and love, and it has been a really nice way to show that thanks, to show that appreciation. It's a little luxury that wouldn't necessarily be something these people treat themselves to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way for us to show appreciation and also to do something a little special. So think about something like that,
that
a little luxury
person,
or a little treat.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not the practical gift of the exchange of babysitting or rides or lunches, but it's something else and something that will switch it up a little bit, but is usually going to be appreciated. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.